Australian Survivor, the world's toughest game. Have a listen to this.
Three votes Ziggy, two votes Michelle, one vote Lex. Person voted up for Australian Survivor. Seventh member of our jury. Ziggy. Need to bring me a torch.
Oh dear, Ziggy's been voted out at Tribal Council last night and we've got her on the dog and bone. Very good morning to you, Zig.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a hell of an immunity challenge last night. Lockie saved himself from possible elimination by winning his third consecutive immunity challenge. And Olympian Ziggy, which is you, voted out at Tribal Council. Did you see that coming?
Yeah, honestly, I did see it coming, unfortunately. but I gave it my best shot and I was just hoping that Tara would stick with us, but honestly, I had a feeling that she wasn't going to, so yeah, no longer in the game, unfortunately.
Well, that's why she did the big flip, didn't she? But that's to be expected in this type of competition. As we know, $500,000 at the end of the competition, $500,000, it's quite a big carrot, and people are doing weird and wonderful, strange things to obviously stay in the competition. You can understand why, though.
Oh, 100%, and we all know that as well. So no hard feelings to anyone because, you know, only one person can win, and you've just got to do what you've got to do to make it.
Well, that's right. You've done incredibly well to last as long as what you have, so you must be proud of yourself.
Yeah, sure. No, I am pretty proud, so, no, I'm happy.
And the whole experience of Australian Survivor there in Samoa, what can you tell us? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was incredible, honestly. Anyone who's thinking of applying for next season, like, go for it, because it was an amazing experience. And, yeah, worth every mozzie bite, every shiver, everything. So it was really cool.
Yeah, because the weather has proven to be very difficult, hasn't it, there in Samoa?
Yeah, it was quite wet and rainy, and it got really cold at night. I don't think it is shown that much on telly, but it was, yeah, certainly challenging.
No doubt about that. So who do you think is going to take an Australian Survivor? What's your gut thought?
Oh, I don't know. At this stage, I'm rooting for Michelle because she knows how to talk, that girl. So right now, I've got my fingers crossed for her, but you just never know. Like, there's so many twists and turns in the game of Survivor, so anything can happen.
Now, Jonathan, of course, has done a fantastic job in the series this year, this season. I think he's absolutely fantastic as a host. How'd you get on with him?
Honestly, we didn't really get a chance to speak to him much. It was only really at Tribal and at the challenges, and you see what you see on TV. You don't get a chance to really chat, unfortunately. But, yeah, no, he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Ziggy, thanks for catching up with us this morning. Devastated to see you leave the competition, but best of luck with everything in the future, mate, all right?
Thank you. Thanks very much, Matt.
Absolute pleasure. There we go, the lovely Ziggy from Australian Survivor.